AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The threat of severe weather is covering an area from New Mexico all the way to the East Coast. It hasn't reached Washington, D.C. yet, but Mayor Muriel Bowser says they could get about 9 inches of snow. Her message to people in D.C.?
Get prepared and be prepared. We need you to get inside. We have our outreach teams out all week getting people into shelter.
Snow and possibly freezing rain could reach New York City tomorrow night. Mayor Zohra Mamdani has issued a travel advisory. He wants people to quickly stock up on essentials.
Today is the day to make that trip. Because once the snow begins to fall, I want to encourage New Yorkers to do something that we don't often have the luxury of doing, which is to take a breath and stay home. Stay indoors, stay off the roads, watch the snow come down, watch the worst possible reality TV show you can find.
More than 1,000 flights have been delayed or canceled today. An Iranian prosecutor is denying President Trump's claim he spared about 800 protesters in Iran from execution.
In comments carried by the judiciary's Mirzan news agency, Mohammad Movahedi said these claims were completely false. Meanwhile, the overall death toll from the heavy crackdown on nationwide demonstrations has risen to at least 5,032, activists say, and they fear many more are dead. Tensions remain high between the US and Iran as an American aircraft carrier group moves closer to the Middle East, something Trump has likened to an armada in comments to journalists. Analysts say a military buildup could give Trump the option to carry out strikes, though so far he's avoided that, despite repeated warnings to Tehran. The mass execution of prisoners had been one of his red lines for military force, the other being the killing of peaceful demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Luigi Mangione's trial in New York for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is scheduled to start September 8th. This is AP News. There is finally a deal in the U.S. for TikTok. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
After years of uncertainty about its fate in the U.S., TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity. The social video platform has signed agreements with major investors Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX to form the new TikTok U.S. joint venture, which TikTok says will operate under defined safeguards that protect national security. U.S. TikTok users can continue using the same app. President Joe Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if it didn't find a new owner in the place of China's ByteDance by a January 2025 deadline. TikTok went dark for several hours, but President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep it running while his administration worked out an agreement for the sale of the company. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.